This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. How many of you would take $20 if I give it to you right now? Raise your hand if you want to take $20, raise your hand.
Nah.
Come on. $20, no, I'm not interested. MashaAllah, spoiled people, Jamal. Suburban Dallas people, MashaAllah. Anyways. So $20, if I say $20, most of us would say, you know what, I'll take it, right? Okay, how many of you would say, if I say, okay, I'll give you $100 next week, inshallah, would you take the $20 now, or would you wait until next week to get $100? How many of you say, I'll wait for the $100? Raise your hand. How many of you would say, no, I'll take the $20? Whoa. What is it required from you in order for you to get to win the $100 for the next week? What do you need to have?
Patience.
What is it again?
Patience.
Again?
Patience.
The last thing we heard from the Qari right now as he was speaking about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. Qala ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara. My son, I'm seeing in my dream that I'm sacrificing you. What do I do? Qala ya bati fa'al ma tu'mar. If it's come from Allah, is that command from Allah? Just do it. Don't worry about it. Satajiduni min as-sabirin. I'll be among those who persevere in patience. I'll be patient. I'll be okay with that. So what does it mean to be patient? Nowadays, the example I gave you, Jama'ah, is what they call it today, what? Delayed or deferred gratification. Delayed gratification. What's so important about delayed gratification? What's so important about this? In comparison to what is it that is happening to us today? What do we call that? When people want to do things right now, what do we call this? Instant gratification. Instant gratification is completely opposite to delayed and deferred gratification. Because many, many people, what do they want? They want to have the enjoyment right now. Right now. And because we are used, alhamdulillah, to the convenience of having everything right now, we stopped exercising patience. We lost patience at all. Because everybody wants to do things now, we don't want to wait any longer. Especially, alhamdulillah, with the services in our time are enhancing and improving and all that kind of stuff. How many of you guys remember the old age of writing letters by hand, not even actually the typewriter? Write letters by hand and put that stamp and send it to your cousin across the world and wait for 2 months to receive a reply back. How many of you remember those ones? MashaAllah, these are the ancient ones. MashaAllah. But seriously, I used to remember those beautiful moments. I had a pen pal when I was actually a teenager. A pen pal from, I used to live in Kuwait. He was in Egypt. MashaAllah. We used to actually send each other letters. We never met, subhanAllah. We never met, but we saw each other pictures. But you send that letter and you wait for a month to get that reply. And this whole entire month you're in anticipation. And when you get it, you just go quickly and you want to open the letter and, you know, and just read it and enjoy the conversation with this imaginary friend that was real, obviously. But on paper, subhanAllah. And I remember, because we didn't have the mailbox address and all that kind of stuff, so where would you receive your letters? At the corner grocery store. Baqala, basically. The convenience store on the corner. So every time a letter comes, he sends to, somebody says, hey, you have a letter, come and pick it up. I come running. And then he starts messing up with me. He says, what letter? I don't have anything for you. Come on, uncle, where is it? You're in anticipation because you've been waiting for a month for this. Right now, I receive tons of text messages on WhatsApp, on social media, on your iOS, on your phone, emails. I don't want to even open them anymore. Why is that? Because we're used to it so much, subhanAllah. This is exactly the example of enjoying the pleasure of this dunya and indulging in the pleasure of this dunya. It becomes overwhelming, it becomes redundant, it becomes boring, and as a result, is not satisfactory, and people start looking for things, even higher pleasure, until they ruin themselves. All of this, why? Because they want instant gratification, they lack patience right now. But with deferred or delayed gratification, you need to exercise a little patience, you will see the reward. The anticipation itself is enough reward for it. This whole thrill of waiting and anticipating and expecting, subhanAllah, all of that, especially if the promise With pleasure is coming from whom, ya jama'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah promised, what did he say? Inna wa'adallahi haqq. That the promise of Allah is what? Is true. If your friend is promising you, like I'm doing right now, I said, hey, I'll give you $100, you know, next week. I might fail you with that promise. I will just bail out on you. I said, what $100? It was just an exercise. It was just a joke. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is what, jama'ah? It's haqq. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I'll give you Jannah, Ardu as-samawat wal-ard, the width of which between the heavens and the earth, underneath which the rivers are flowing, and speaking about all the pleasure of Al-Jannah, if the promise is coming from one and only subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely true, is it worth waiting until then? What do you guys think? Is it worth waiting, jama'ah? So why do we always keep taking those shortcuts, jama'ah, to instant pleasure in this dunya? Why do we keep doing that to ourselves? I know this is wrong, but I'm still doing it. Why? Because Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. True, but He will punish you. And if you're going to keep going after your own personal instant gratification moment, like I said, it's going to be overwhelming, it's going to become boring, it's going to be not satisfactory, and you start going way and beyond until you cross every single line to ruin yourself. And in order for you to survive this, you're going to have to exercise patience. I'm not going to go over what patience means because we talked about this in details in one of those past Ramadans. But there are three areas where we need to exercise patience. Our ulama, they say, when it comes to exercising patience in these three areas. Number one, as-sabr ala ta'atillah. To exercise patience in regards to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worshiping Allah azza wa jalla. And what does it even mean? I mean, coming here and staying in the masjid for about an hour plus behind an imam that recited mashallah beautifully, but you have no clue what he's saying. You don't even understand the language. But you're still standing, alhamdulillah, in order to get the reward for this. Doesn't that need patience, jama'ah? I mean, instant gratification means what? Take a shortcut, go home, enjoy your cup of coffee, socialize with your friend, at least it's a meaningful time. I understand the conversation, but I'm actually betting on what? On the deferred reward for what I'm doing right now in this moment. So I need to wake up for Fajr. I need to stay up for Isha. I need to give that the zakah. I need to observe this halal and this and stay always doing the ibadah ta'at to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the second area to exercise patience, as-sabru ala ma'asiyatillah wa an ma'asiyatillah. To exercise patience against disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in time like ours and the world like ours. You know, in the past, if people wanted to commit a sin, what do they need to do? A lot of planning. A lot of resources, a lot of planning. They have to sometimes even go out of their way somewhere else to commit that crime and that sin probably. But nowadays, you don't need to go anywhere. It is coming, it's coming in front of your eyes, it's in your pocket, it's on your screen, whatever. Even if you're completely oblivious to the world, they just throw all these ads, you know, on your way without even giving you permission for it. So unfortunately, we have been bombarded with all these temptations, moments of temptations. And sometimes, subhanAllah, even in a place like in the masjid even, sometimes, fitan could happen. Everything is possible these days, Allah musta'an. And people just seem to be getting used to it. This is called ulfatul ma'siyah. Like we become right now completely used to al-ma'siyah, we become desensitized. Khalas, it don't longer have the same effect as it used to before. Before, like frankly, even subhanAllah, speaking to myself, I remember certain things I used to hear from people when they say, you know, I have these issues that I'm going through, and you will start gasping for air. Astaghfirullah, what are you talking about? And now they bring you worse than this, they say, okay, next. Allah musta'an, people are started becoming, you know, used to so many things that now we used to hear about all these crazy things and all these questions, and it doesn't move you at all. That is dangerous. You need to exercise so much patience to keep that barrier between you and what Allah made haram. I need to keep my emotional and spiritual shield high and strong. It doesn't get easily penetrated by the shaitan, by those temptations. I need to exercise that. The third area where I need to also exercise patience is sabru ala al-bala. This is now showing patience, exercise patience against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr and decree that you and I have no control over. Like what? The death of a loved one. The circumstances that's happening in Gaza, may Allah make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. The natural disaster that happens somewhere. Illness that you're unable to deal with. All these kind of things. What am I going to do? keep whining about this and keep complaining to the world about what I'm going through, or simply going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزِّنَ اللَّهِ My Lord, and only disclose my sorrow and grief to you and only to you. So these are the three areas that we need to exercise, and you keep in your mind that your deferred and delayed response to it or delayed gratification has a very high reward for it. You know, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about this. He goes, why do I have to wait until the akhirah if I can get the pleasure here in dunya? He said, look, dunya is like cash. Akhirah is just like credit. So which is better, to get cash or credit, jama'ah? I heard people saying cash. Actually, it's absolutely true. It's cash. Only if cash and credit were equal. Like if you're going to give me $100 in 1 week and $100 right now, which one do you take? Now, it's the same $100. He says, but if the credit was higher, if I'm going to say, I give you $100 now, I give $1,000 in a week, which one is better for you right now? $1,000, I'll wait a week. Fine, I'll exercise that patience for that week until then. So I'll get $1,000. He says, now imagine, it's not just a matter of credit versus cash, it's dunya versus akhirah. Dunya versus Jannah. Imagine that. How much now is going to be different right now? Now, psychologically speaking as well too, I think you guys all heard of that experiment in which they brought the little kids and promised some kids to give them one marshmallow right now, or you wait 10 minutes, you get two marshmallows. So what do you guys think? What would kids choose to do? One marshmallow right now, or wait 10 minutes to get two marshmallows? Many of them took that one because it's now immediate. I don't have to wait for 10 minutes. I'd rather have it right now because it's guaranteed. The other one, I don't know. Maybe they changed their mind, right? So those kids who took actually one marshmallow right now versus those who took actually waited 10 minutes, they followed them in their lives and their careers. And they found that it was a higher percentage, obviously, of success with those who waited those 10 minutes. 10 minutes in childhood made them more successful in the future as adults. Imagine if you teach your children that principle. Not everything is guaranteed for them. No, not everything should be guaranteed. They need to learn to wait. They need to learn to wait. They need to have that patience, because it's not just rewarding in the dunya, it's wallahi also rewarding in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all patience, ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us some of those who are grateful to Him, Rahman, ya Rahim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to exercise this patience, to give us patience as we worship Him, and exercise patience for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to give us that patience as we stay away from the haram, and we ask Allah to give us patience against the bala and the trials, ya Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah subhanahu to make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. I ask Allah subhanahu to alleviate their sufferings, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu to shield them and protect them, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Give them victory that you promised, ya Rabbil Alameen. The way we all gather in this place, I ask Allah subhanahu to bring us all together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.